570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA. We are, as we have done the last number of years, asking you to help us pack the pantry at the Bowery Mission. You may say, well, Kev, why does the Bowery Mission need help packing its pantry? Well, how would you like to try to feed 80,000 people between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, which is kind of what they do? So they need help making sure that the food is there and that they are able to fill those needs as they are presented. In fact, it's been a real pleasure of our audience and of this radio show and this radio station for the last number of years to be able to pack the pantry specifically for Thanksgiving Day itself, where more than 7,000 meals will be served. And you can provide 100 of those meals for a one-time gift of $160. That's $1.59 per meal, and $160 will provide the full Thanksgiving dinner, the turkey, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the sweet potatoes, the cranberry sauce. Am I making you hungry? I'm making myself hungry. But all of it homemade, all of it made on site. They'll start cooking a week in advance. Those ovens will go 24 hours a day, and it is really an amazing thing to watch happen. And it is a reminder that all the good things of the holidays are then around the corner, that Thanksgiving leads into Christmas, Christmas leads into the new year, and as we celebrate the renewal of all that is good and we give thanks, this is a way to help those who may believe they have nothing to give thanks for, a different perspective on life. And you can provide those meals when you call 646-362-3127. Now, that doesn't go to an answering service. That goes directly to the Bowery Mission. And you can give your gift right now, 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. And if you're hearing this in after business hours, call during business hours, or call and leave your name and number and ask them to call you back so that you can give your gift, 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. Mark Dixon is with us from the Bowery Mission. He's the Associate Community Life Director for the Bowery. And, Mark, thank you for being here. There are a lot of components to the Bowery's work, and many times the plate of food is an entry into the bigger life of the Bowery. Talk to us about what the other programs entail for people that take that next step and say, you know what, I really want to get serious about turning my life around. What is it that Bowery offers them, and how does it work?
So we have, and thank you for having me on. I'm really humbled to be here. Just to answer your question, we have quite a few different programs, specifically our Choose Help and Make Progress programs. So Choose Help is that plate of food that you were discussing that helps someone and meet their immediate needs. And so we meet those immediate needs of each person, and then as we invest in that person, they will choose help. And so they will meet with an ambassador who will do what's called a needs assessment. And then we will determine through a social worker, through what's called an ASI, that's an addiction severity index. And then once we're able to get them on their own feet, they'll move into a sustain and grow where we will check on them. We have alumni programs. We have traditional housing, those sorts of things. And we also have programs for young children to help them thrive and succeed. So we really help in that personal growth, trying to combat homelessness before it may become an issue at a young age.
That is so important, and there are so many ways in which I've heard firsthand stories of how people's lives have been radically transformed. You combine hospitality, you do it in a very specific way. What is radical hospitality, and how does it guide the way the staff members connect with the New Yorkers that come through their doors?
Oh, man. So radical hospitality. Hospitality is really speaking to us getting to know one another, getting to know someone's name, making a connection, and we want to really build trust. So in order to do that, you know, normally you have to know someone's name in order to build trust. So we like to get to know each other by their names, and we're a faith-based organization. And so we're called to do that in Isaiah 43:1. You know, the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, and I have called you by name, you are mine. And so we're trying to reflect our belief in that. You know, we want to be able to call people by name, let them know the grace of God, and through that, it influences them most of the time to want to transform their life for the better.
We're speaking with Mark Dixon, who is the Associate Director of Community Life. And friends, the reason this is important is because when we feed them on Thanksgiving Day, when we have the food available for Bowery to craft the meal and give the meal, they actually take the time to take that meal to the table, to sometimes sit down with that person and begin the very process that Mark was just describing, finding out who they are, finding out what their story is. Before and during the pandemic, Mark, what impact did you see about the personal connections that your teams make with guests? How did it change? How did it work? Were they successful in making those connections?
Well, it was really tough at first because we are so inclusive, and as I was talking about, we want to build that trust, and so there became a barrier all of a sudden. Our guests wouldn't understand why we couldn't allow them in, and part of trauma-informed care, because most of our guests and ourselves experience trauma, is consistency. And so when the pandemic hit, it broke that consistency, and it caused a huge disruption in how we were able to care.
Friends, the number is 646-362-3127. Everything that Mark is describing starts with the beginning of that relationship, which is a plate of food. And on this Thanksgiving Day, they're going to be able to be back indoors. They're going to be able to welcome them to the tables there in the Bowery Mission. This is going to be kind of a reversion back to what they had done in years past. You may remember last year we had to alert you that they were going to be serving meals outside the mission, taking them to the people outside the facility. But this year, with indoor dining being reallowed, when it gets colder, they're going to be able to do just that. And that's why we want to make sure the pantry is full. We want to make sure that they have the food necessary to feed and to love on those that come and are looking for them. Mark, how does someone go from experiencing homelessness and coming just for a meal to joining the residential program? Because there is a little bit of a hop, skip, and a jump from one to the other. Talk about how that happens.
Oh, absolutely. And earlier I had talked about those programs, but specifically, we have people on each site that can start that process. So the community life team that I direct normally will get to know someone and realize that they're wanting to take that step to get help. And so we will direct them to an ambassador, and that ambassador will then have a needs assessment with that person, just finding out what their needs are, and direct them to a social worker who then can evaluate and determine which program we have that will help this person succeed. You know, we don't want to put them in a program that doesn't fit them, because that's just setting someone up for failure. So we really have a strategic handoff process in which we try to be very trauma-informed and timely, because we don't want people to change their minds about getting that help. So we have people dedicated to those specific steps in order to gain entry into our program.
Friends, the phone number is 646-362-3127, and it all starts with the plate of food. It all starts with that meal. It all starts with that turkey and potato and stuffing and cranberry sauce and pumpkin pie. And it begins with that moment where they feel love for the first time, and they're able to go from there to what God has for them, many of them going through the programs that the Bowery Mission offers for men, for women, for families, for kids. It is really an amazing thing. We are so proud that we've been able to be part of the process for the last number of years, supplying the food, but we can't do it without your help. For $160, you could supply 100 of the 7,000 meals that they need. Will you help us right now? The phone number is 646-362-3127. 646-362-3127. 646-362-3127. Or you can click on the Bowery Mission banner at the top of the webpage at WMCA.com. Mark Dixon of the Community Life Team at the Bowery Mission, thank you for all your work and everything that you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much for what you're doing. without you and without people like you, we couldn't live our life of service the way that we do. So God bless you and thank you.
Thank you. Mark Dixon of the Bowery Mission. Friends, don't let that service be in vain. Get that food in that pantry. Let's help them fire up those ovens and get that Thanksgiving feast on the table this year. 646-362-3127. 646-362-3127 or online at WMCA.com.
Planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? The time to plan is now. Need a will, trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, or estate plan? Attend a Connors and Sullivan free seminar and have all your questions answered by Mike Connors himself on Tuesday, October 26th at Pacelli Ristorante, Highland Boulevard in Staten Island at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. On Wednesday, October 27th in Midtown Manhattan at the 3 West Club on 51st Street at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. On Thursday, October 28th at the Bay Ridge Manor at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And on Friday, October 29th at the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard and Bayside at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. If you can't make it to any of these free seminars, call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment. That's 718-238-6500. And as Mike Connors always says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. You know that. But he didn't stop at just creating the best pillow. Now Mike has gone and done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this technology. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor or out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and they're made with quality leather suede. I know I'm wearing mine right now. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable, you'll want to get some for the whole family. So call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's Dr. Lederman talking about prostate cancer. Your PSA went from 3 to 4 to 6.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden it jumped to 60.
It was a shock to me. That's when I called Radiosurgery New York. Your office is a whole nother world. You immediately took this whole thing into your own hands. It's beyond efficient.
Did you ever have a doubt that we weren't working for your benefit?
Not for 1 second.
And you knew that you had a cancer of the prostate that was aggressive and went to lymph nodes. And we put together a plan to try to get this terrible cancer under control, right?
It was just like you say, no pain, no cutting, no bleeding. It was so easy. No side effects, no nothing. Just perfect.
What was your PSA this week?
0.02.
Wow. For more prostate cancer information, call Dr. Lederman. 2 and 2 choices, 2 and 2 choices. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway.
Hey, this is DJ Super Save with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about. Get Upside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code VIEW and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free and use promo code VIEW to get up to 50 cents a gallon cashback on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cashback, and there's no catch. The cashback gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code VIEW to get up to 50 cents a gallon cashback on your first tank. That's code VIEW.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then WMCA's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at WMCA.com. WMCA is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to WMCA.com or call Rachel at 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA. It is that Thanksgiving time of year. You kind of sense the change in the air. You kind of smell the fireplaces burning in people's homes. You have a different sense that there's a different season that's about to be visited upon us. And it is a beautiful, beautiful scene that is being prepared at the Bowery Mission as we think about Thanksgiving and what's happening there and how we have the opportunity to help stock the pantry. The pantry that is dead empty needs to be packed full so that the week before Thanksgiving, when they fire up the ovens, they can start making all of the food that will be necessary to get this, feed 7,000 to 8,000 meals on a single day, Thanksgiving Day, there from the Bowery Mission and from all of the Bowery locations, their women's home, their men's facilities, the Newark Goodwill Rescue Mission, the New York City Rescue Mission, the Bowery Mission, traditional Bowery Mission with the red door. All of them will have their doors open. All of them will be feeding, and they will have multiple seatings all day long to try to feed those who are hungry in a way that they do once a year, and it makes such a huge difference. And we've been very, very humbled and honored at AM 570 and FM 102.3 to be their partner. We actually fill their pantry for them in the days ahead, so that they have the food necessary. And joining me to discuss this is a woman who would know. Susan Guzman is the food service manager at the Bowery Mission. So she knows all about those fired up ovens and how many turkeys and all the rest of it. Susan, talk to us about, the smells, the sights, how early in the morning, how late at night. What's the process by which that huge Thanksgiving Day feast gets made?
You can't even imagine it. It's truly, truly wonderful. First, I want to tell you, the ovens are going 24 hours and all day long. We're cooking turkey. And then in the evening time, we're baking the pies, because everything we serve on Thanksgiving Day is homemade. So the ovens are going 24 hours. In every room by the kitchen and the room next to the kitchen, there are volunteers, wonderful volunteers, who actually become our family, helping us create Thanksgiving. We're cooking turkeys. We're cooking hundreds and hundreds of turkeys. Kevin, we actually cook thousands of pounds of potatoes. You can't even begin to imagine what that looks like, the thousands of pounds of potatoes, and who's cooking and peeling and who's mashing. And we just can't do all of that without our volunteers. It takes a village to get that done. But it is exciting. You walk into this building, and as tired as we may get, everyone is still full of energy in getting this done. Truly 24 hours a day, peeling tomatoes, getting the cranberry sauce ready. It's truly exciting time.
They are facing a life on the street. They are facing a life with no one welcoming them to a table. They are facing these harsh realities, not even food to eat necessarily. And without the Bowery Mission, that is what their experience would be. But because of the Bowery Mission, they are able to be welcomed in, seated around a table. They are able to be heard and seen. They are able to be loved on. And many times it leads to a transformation in their life. But friends, let me ask you this. What happens if Bowery's not there? What happens if those meals don't get served? What happens to these people that get loved on and that get eventually introduced to who Jesus Christ is and why he matters? Because that is the bottom line for Bowery Mission. They're not just helping people just to feed them. Feeding them is a great thing, but they care about them. They care about their eternity. They care about the fact that they know Jesus. They want to, on some level, be able to say, hey, your life is meant for much more than what you think it is. And that's why we're here. That's why Bowery Mission also, friends, doesn't take a dime from the government. And that's why we're asking you, help us fill their pantry. We need your help. That pantry needs to be stocked full, shelf to shelf, wall to wall. We need turkeys and potatoes and cranberries, and we're not asking you to buy them. We're asking you to supply the money, $1.59 per meal. Do the real quick math. That's $160 for 100 meals. If you wanted to do 200 meals, it would be $320. Could you consider doing that to help them stock what eventually has to add up to about 7,500, 7,000, 8,000, somewhere in there, meals for Thanksgiving Day specifically? And then just know this, your gifts aren't going to go to waste, because between Thanksgiving week and New Year's Day, they will serve over 80,000 meals across the Bowery Mission universe. And that is just a remarkable thing. For those that don't have anywhere else to turn, they're going to be able to find hope, unapologetically, a hope that points them to Jesus. Here's the number, 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. Susan, real quickly, how important is it from your perspective that all of the different elements come together? Because you need cash, you need volunteers, you need people's prayer, you need good health on the part of the staff and everything else. But what's on your heart as we're moving into Thanksgiving?
What's on my heart is, and I know it happens because God helps us to make it happen. What's on my heart is that we have enough. It's always on my heart. That we have enough, that we do have enough donations, that we do have enough volunteers, that we do have enough of everything we need to accomplish all of this. And I know it takes everyone all together. It takes all of us to make it come together. So it takes all of the donations you're talking about, takes all the volunteers, all of us together. And that's what's on my heart, that makes sure that we have every single detail taken care of, and to make sure we have every single thing we need. That is what's on my heart.
That's and well said.
I pray about it, and I know, because I have witnessed it, that it will come together in that day, and there's nothing makes us all, every single person who is here, including the volunteers, on Thanksgiving Day, that when we look out and see everyone sitting at the table, we feel so good about what has just been accomplished by everyone. I can't stress enough how it takes an entire community and village to serve the most needy of New York. And that's what's on my heart.
That's what we're doing right now. Susan Guzman from the Bowery Mission, the food service manager, and the phone number to give that gift and to get involved is 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127.
The International Christian School has moved to a new location in Diker Heights, Brooklyn, to a brand new, recently completed state-of-the-art facility. They are now located at 670 92nd Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11228. The International Christian School prepares students for the world, not just protects them from it. They seek to equip them with the knowledge they need to navigate today's world. Since all truth is God's truth, the International Christian School prepares students for the complexities that Christians face today and teaches them to engage with the world, to love God and neighbor. The International Christian School in Brooklyn offers affordable tuition rates for students in 3-year-old pre-K to 12th grade. Students are mentored in a gospel-centered atmosphere by caring staff who demonstrate biblical grace in students' daily lives. For more information, visit internationalchristianschool.org or call 718-436-8924. That's 718-436-8924.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
This is Carol Platt-Lebow for townhall.com. Giddy with his re-election recall win, Gavin Newsom is living large. Last week, he signed laws making it illegal to use gas-powered off-road engines, including leaf blowers, lawnmowers, and golf carts, prohibiting gender-specific sections in toy stores, and mandating the teaching of ethnic studies in schools. While Governor Newsom celebrates, the rest of his state is suffering. The off-road engine mandate will make life infinitely more difficult for thousands of small businesses. California has the highest rate of homelessness in the country, with more than a quarter of America's homeless living there. And his state has the second highest unemployment in our nation and saw a whopping 31% jump in homicides last year. This is heartbreaking. California is a beautiful place filled with wonderful people. They deserve better than a governor who distracts with nonsense legislation and fails to address his state's real problems.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature will give you access to your own health coach at no additional charge because they want you to live a healthy life. Call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, where we every single day ask you to help us change the world around us. And this week, this month, these days, we are asking you to help us by contributing to the Bowery Mission so that they can supply meals to those who have nowhere else to go on Thanksgiving Day. I think if you compare your own life with what you will plan on doing on that day, I think that you will find a few things in common. All of us listening right now probably have these things in common. We'll probably be with people that we know and love. They may be family. They may be friends. They may be people that are from our church or from our local area that on some level we feel an affinity with. And in the process, there will be some good food that's put on the table. And that might include some turkey or some mashed potatoes or some pumpkin pie. It will certainly be a day in which we should be directing our hearts to be thankful for the many things that we have to be thankful for in this life. And as I said, for those of us listening right now, there's going to be a lot of similarities and a lot of commonalities in the experiences that we all share. But for the people that will come to the Bowery Mission that day, if the Bowery was not there for them, it would be an entirely different world. There would be no warm plate of food with turkey and mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie. There would be no one there to care about them and no one there to take them and talk with them and get to know them. And that's why we have asked you to consider sponsoring 100 meals for Thanksgiving Day. Now, you may be thinking, Kev, I can't imagine supplying 100 meals. Well, if you know they're only $1.59 per meal and that $1.59 will supply that huge, enormous plate of food and perhaps life-giving change to the person's life, suddenly becomes very affordable. In fact, I did some research a couple of years ago, and I found out if you order a Thanksgiving Day dinner for like 10 people for your family, you're spending about $150. Well, for $160, you can supply Thanksgiving Day dinner for an additional 100 people at the Bowery Mission that will be coming through. They're $1.59 each. $160 would supply 100 meals, and we need at least 70 of you that will do that. Table to table, will you match your table to someone that you don't even know and say, yeah, our table's going to supply 100 meals this Thanksgiving? Well, that's why we're here. And here's the phone number where you can call and give your gift to make that happen. It's 646-362-3127. 646-362-3127. 646-362-3127. You can also go online to WMCA.com and just click the Bowery banner at the top of the page. Joining us right now is a lady by the name of Denise McFoy. And Denise, we've been talking with people that have all kinds of relationships with the mission over the last few days. And I'm curious how you would summarize what brought you to the Bowery the first time.
If you had asked me that a few years ago, I would have given you the same testimony that I've been giving for years. In regards with me living with my brother in my brother's apartment with my daughter and my grandson in a one-bedroom. And things were horrible, got horrible between me and my daughter. And I ended up at the Bowery. But in retrospect, I would say all of this was organized by God. when I look back over the years and see how amazing being at the bar and how I needed, how everything was organized, I say God brought me to the Bowery.
People are listening, and they're listening to your life, and they're hearing the impact that Bowery had in your life and for hundreds of others that we've tried to highlight over the years. But they're considering whether or not they're going to give 100 of those 7,000 meals that they need to serve on Thanksgiving Day. Why would you encourage our listeners to dig in their pocket and come up with the money to help supply meals for people that don't have them on that day?
I would say to the people listening, giving to the Bowery, you are changing lives. And it just motivates us, and it encourages us the way the love and nurturing that these meals, they're prepared. It's amazing. It's like mind-blowing just being there because they do it with such love and such excellence to make us feel good about ourselves.
Yeah.
So if you choose to give, you're changing lives, you're changing minds, you're changing hearts, because being there, I was able to see God's love towards me and towards his people. Because God is using you and your generosity to bless and encourage others that need to be encouraged.
So Denise McFoy, these are great words, and you have a great story, and I'm so grateful that you spent time to tell us about it today. Thank you for all that you're doing and all that God's doing in you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Friends, here's what I need you to do. I need you to help play a role in the next Denise's story. We don't know who's going to come through the doors, but 646-362-3127 will change a life. 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. Call right now.
The mystery of Two Creations author Emmanuel J. Charles first time reveals the secret of creation account from the book of Genesis, which was unknown to mankind for ages. pastors and evangelists can start teaching creation account in churches boldly without any doubt or hesitation. Many young students who are walking away from the faith due to lack of evidence to refute the theory of evolution will find answers in this book. Adam and Eve were not evolved from animals, but created by God Almighty. God of the creation is the God of science. Visit Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com to purchase your copy today.
Get your copy of The Mystery of Two Creations by Emmanuel Charles at Barnes & Noble or Amazon today.
Attention Americans 65 and older. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 has begun. This is the only time to change your Medicare Advantage plan for a whole year. And Smart Match Insurance is here to help. Do you currently have a copay? What about a high deductible? Do you pay extra for dental and vision? Are your out-of-pocket expenses just too high? If you answered yes to any of these, you should call Smart Match. Smart Match is like having a personal Medicare consultant who can help you find plans which include $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums, plus dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. Smart Match makes it easy to find the right one with their free, smart, and unbiased help. If you find a plan you like, they can even enroll you on the spot. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 ends soon. The service is free with no obligation, so call Smart Match today. Call 800-871-1592. That's 800-871-1592. 800-871-1592.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? The time to plan is now. Need a will, trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, or estate plan? Attend a Connors and Sullivan free seminar and have all your questions answered by Mike Connors himself on Tuesday, October 26th at Bocelli Ristorante, Highland Boulevard in Staten Island at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. On Wednesday, October 27th in Midtown Manhattan at the Three West Club on 51st Street at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. On Thursday, October 28th at the Bay Ridge Manor at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And on Friday, October 29th at the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard in Bayside at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. If you can't make it to any of these free seminars, call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment. That's 718-238-6500. And as Mike Connors always says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. You know that. But he didn't stop at just creating the best pillow. Now Mike has gone and done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this technology. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor or out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and they're made with quality leather suede. I know, I'm wearing mine right now. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable, you'll want to get some for the whole family. So call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Well, as the fall has set in upon us here in the middle of the fall season, we are so glad to have you with us as we prepare, as we do each year, to try to help our friends at the Bowery Mission prep their kitchen and get ready for their big, huge Thanksgiving feast. Now, why do we set up this Thanksgiving feast? Because around Thanksgiving weekend, Bowery Mission is going to have upwards of 7,000 to 10,000 meals that they're going to need to serve just on Thanksgiving Day and the day after. I mean, just those 2 days alone, it's going to be so there's going to be so many people that they're going to need to feed. And it is our joy each year to kind of stock the pantry, if you will. Picture a threadbare pantry right now, not an ounce of food in it. And we've got to fill it with all the cranberry and all the sweet potatoes and all the turkey and all the stuffing and all the pumpkin pie and all the stuff we've got to have for that big Thanksgiving Day dinner. Because that Thanksgiving Day dinner plate of food, that plate of food is a lifeline of hope to the people that Bowery Mission serves on Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving week, throughout the entire holiday season. They'll serve upwards of 80,000 meals between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. And so they need our help just for the Thanksgiving weekend to do about 8,000 of those meals. And here to discuss this is someone that is really going to shed some light on it for us. Susan Guzman is going to tell her story and what it means. Susan, welcome. It's such an honor to have you on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission.
It's a pleasure. It's my pleasure, and I feel truly humbled to be talking with you and with everyone. Thank you for having me.
You've got it. So let me ask you, what does that plate of food mean to the person that gets it on Thanksgiving Day?
Oh, my gosh, Kevin. It actually sustains them. They really count on us for the day, for every day. It's a comfort for them. And it's a way that they feel dignity when they have that meal, when they're looking at that meal. And they know that they can count on the Bowery for that meal, not only on Thanksgiving, but every day. And Thanksgiving is an extremely special time.
Susan, tell me your story. How did you get connected with Bowery?
You know, I am a New Yorker, and I've always known about the Bowery. And I actually always contributed myself. And then I took my mission group, my teenage mission group, to the Bowery to do a mission weekend for Thanksgiving. And we do, our church always did a turkey collection. We collected over 100 turkeys to send to the mission. And I had come on the weekend, and the minute I stepped into the kitchen and I stepped onto the grounds of the Bowery, I knew I needed to work here. Huh. I saw the need out there, and it was just an overwhelming feeling that this is where I needed to be, and yeah, this is what I needed to be doing. And here I am.
The Bowery Mission has not closed its doors. It's been open 100-plus years. And, in fact, when you combine the New York City Rescue Mission and the Goodwill Rescue Mission in Newark and Bowery, all of them under the Bowery umbrella, you're talking about closing in on 300 years of service to the New York tri-state area in terms of mission work. And that is what the legacy of the Bowery Mission continues on with to this day. And friends, that's why we're asking you to give a gift. 646-362-3127, $1.59 supplies that plate of food. And friends, $160, think about this, $160 will provide 100 meals. 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. If you're calling after hours, leave your name and phone number, and the Bowery Mission will call you back. There's a little bit of magic in the preparation of Thanksgiving at the Bowery Mission. Can you describe kind of the mood and the atmosphere that exists when Bowery Mission gets ready for Thanksgiving?
Kevin, let me tell you, it is the most exciting time of the year to be here. It is so wonderful. We are truly preparing for a feast. We want to make them feel like they are sitting with family. And there isn't one person in this building, or even our volunteers as they enter in here, that don't become excited, that aren't excited for the day and leading up to the day. It truly is a wonderful time of the year for us here. And that everyone's focus is to make any community member that sits with us feel like they are with family and that they are receiving the Thanksgiving feast they deserve.
Yeah. Okay, real quickly, what does it mean to you and the rest of the staff, if you've talked about it, that you're going to be able to use your indoor dining room this year and bring people back into the normal kind of mission operation during the cold weather?
We are. That is something else we're planning on every single day, where our main priority is to bring everyone in, and we are focused on getting them inside before the cold weather begins. And, of course, we are preparing. We want them to come inside. We're taking a look at the safest way to do it and to make sure that we can feed everyone and feed everyone in a safe and friendly environment the way we have been able to do in the past. We are focused on having that. We don't have a specific date yet, but it's coming very soon.
All right, friends, help make Thanksgiving Day and the entire holiday season at Bowery Mission even more meaningful by helping to supply some food. We're trying to fill up the pantry, and $1.59 supplies one meal that they will then serve for Thanksgiving Day. And, friends, you think of $1.59, you think of the value meal on the McDonald's drive-thru menu. This is nothing like that. For $1.59, you are giving them a home-baked turkey with potatoes, green beans, cranberry sauce, the works, some pumpkin pie, linen tablecloth, silver, good plates. They are going all out to make every one of the clients at the Bowery Mission feel special, because those conversations that they have around that dinner table turn into questions like, well, why would you help us when we can't help ourselves? And they get to, in that moment, begin to tell them about the love of Jesus, and it just brings about an entirely new possibility for that particular person, no matter what their struggles are. So call right now. We need as many of as you can. Go to the phone. Give $160. That's 100 meals right now. 646-362-3127. 646-362-3127. 646-362-3127. You can also give online at WMCA.com. And click the Bowery banner at the top of the homepage. I'm Kevin McCullough. Keep listening to AM 570 and FM 102.3 The Mission as we seek to feed New York with the Bowery Mission this Thanksgiving. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or brooklynspinecenter.com.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
A very special guest is Congressman Peter King from New York's 2nd Congressional District. 237 represents the security in the Brentwood School District. Mm-hmm. We know about MS-13. We've been hearing about them for quite some time, and I want to commend you for bringing the attention to this gang violence and also doing something about it.
MS-13 yes. is particularly brutal. There's been a total of 17 murders on Long Island in 14, 15 months. This is just killing for the sake of killing. And the irony is, though, or the most tragic part of it is, they target other immigrants. I mean, I would say every person who has been killed by MS-13 is either an immigrant, young person themselves, or a son or daughter of immigrants. So it's their own community that they're terrorizing. It's absolutely horrific.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, final few minutes. Cannot stress enough how important it is that we get this pantry filled today. today, tomorrow, however long it takes us. We need to get all 7,000 of those meals stocked in that pantry. That's going to be a ton of turkeys. I officially measured. It's about a ton and a half, something like that. I'm kidding. But it's going to be even more potatoes. It's going to require a whole mesa, and that's a technical southern term. See, I grew up in the South. A mesa of green beans. It's going to require two or three of those. And we're going to need, plenty of pumpkin pie, plenty of cranberry sauce, plenty of gravy. And to be able to provide all of that for one person on Thanksgiving Day for $1.59 is really remarkable. Because I would beg of you, if you're having people over for Thanksgiving and you go and you do the Stop and Shop or the Whole Foods or the wherever you go and you get it. I mean, you're going to spend for a family of 5 to 8 people, something like that. You're going to spend $130 to $180 somewhere in there to get, the basic Thanksgiving Day meal put together. And even that's a good value for that many people. I mean, it's depending on where you get it, it's probably really tasty and saves you a lot of time. But for that same amount of money, $160, you could provide 100 meals. You could provide Thanksgiving dinner for 100 people. And, I kind of think of it like if you just tack that onto your budget and say, okay, we're going to serve our family for this amount, and then we're going to put this amount towards Bowery, you can think of that as additional people that you're entertaining and feeding for the actual holiday. And then you can spend part of Thanksgiving Day praying for them. Because as you've been hearing, the work just begins when they get there on Thanksgiving. That they're just starting through the process of becoming familiar with the person, getting them enrolled in the program, et cetera. So my beg of you would be, please consider doing 100 meals. There are 7,000 meals needed. That's 70 of you doing 100 meals. Maybe 35 of you doing 200 meals. Which that's not even that bad. That's $320. There's still be people that will spend that much, all Thanksgiving weekend. But here's the real need. Bowery is going to try to feed 80,000 meals between Thanksgiving Day and New Year's Day. Now, can you imagine making that much food to feed that many people? But that's what the demand is going to be because of the weather, because of the time of year, the season, and all the problems that we have as a city. This is why our one time a year when we do something for New York expressly, we get really excited about it, and I hope that you will jump on board. Here's the phone number, 646-362-3127. If you call during business hours, they'll answer it live, 646-362-3127. If you have to leave a message, say, please call me back, I want to give a gift to the Bowery, they will call you back, 646-362-3127 if you call after hours. But you can also give online. Just go to WMCA.com and click the Bowery button. WMCA.com and click the Bowery button or call 646-362-3127. All right, more stories tomorrow. We're going to get this done, folks. Come on, let's do it together. Kevin McCullough, talk to you then.